My tongue was all over the place trying to figure out what is this in your mouth?
There are a lot of concerns and questions surrounding the adjustment period when getting dental implants. Like, how do you eat again? What can I eat? Do they feel natural? Well, today we have two people who have undergone the procedure and they're here to share firsthand what it's truly like living with dental implants and how they adjusted to them. Let's go ahead and, you know, fast forward to surgery day. Actually, not surgery day, 24 hours after surgery day, when you are getting those new babies, that new smile, exactly. what were you feeling when they were, you know, initially in your mouth, maybe even before you saw them? Like, what did it feel like? You know, it's a new thing in there. Tell me your first thoughts.
I always say the tongue is very curious, right? Curiosity can kill the cat, but oh my God, it will not stop the tongue, because my tongue was all over the place trying to figure out what is this in your mouth, you know? And so I just kept, like, you know, feeling all around. And but, you know, I will say this, you know, I think a lot of times people have this thought process like, oh, when they put the teeth in, it's going to hurt, or I'm going to feel pain or something like that. Honestly, I felt so much better after I had the teeth put in. It did something. I don't know if it just, like, it just feels so good when they're in there, and they're not uncomfortable at all. I mean, it really, like, you know, so at the 24-hour mark, yes, it's something different. It is something different. And I will say this, it does take a little bit for you to accept the fact that they're going to be in there at all times and know you cannot take them out, right? Because I did have a moment, I did have a few days where I was like, if I could only take it out and, like, wash under there, you know, it was a real feeling. Like, I was like, if I could just, you know, pull them down and wash under there, you know, but you get past it really quick. Like, it really is just a thought process. And I think it's after, you know, you definitely, you know, have them for a little bit and you can use the water pick, then that kind of goes away. But other than that, I mean, you know, these things, the first couple of days, it was just really trying to explore what is this new thing inside of my mouth. And yeah, just trying to get used to them. That was my thought process.
I agree. Definitely a little bit strange first day, because, you know, it's something you have to get used to. It's a prosthesis. It's not your natural teeth. And, you know, but it is a part of you. I mean, it's literally integrating into the bone structure of your jaw and your face. So it becomes a part of you. And you do get really used to it pretty quickly. But the first day, yeah, your tongue goes crazy. You know, they just feel a little strange. For me, it was like I didn't have – all my teeth were broken off at the gum line mostly. I think I had one or two that were sticking out. So I had no real bite, you know, like a bite. So my jaw would actually – my muscles were from years and years trained to close further than my normal bite. So my jaw was misaligned before I had gotten my teeth. And now that I had my teeth in the first day, I was like, I wanted to go farther. Like, I wanted my bite to bite – more so than, you know, the angle that it was. So my jaw became a little bit fatigued, the muscles, I guess you could say, because they were used to closing more. And now I was, like, strengthening the muscles I was supposed to have, you know, all along. So it did feel a little strange. The prosthetic does take a little bit to get used to. And my speech was really bad the first couple of days because, like I said, I was not used to having my jaw in the position that it was. And, you know, I had been accustomed to talking through, you know, a gum line rather than a teeth line, you know, a smile line. So there was a bit of an adjustment period. But the prosthesis, like Shrella said, it was actually a welcome feeling because of all the pain and the suffering that I had been going through prior. I had, you know, I had infections. I had abscesses. I had, you know, sharp edges that were cutting the soft tissues in my mouth, things like that. So, you know, to be free from that in one day, I mean, the day before I went into surgery, that's how I felt, in pain, misery, uncomfortable, abscesses, infections, all of that, to 24 hours later feeling like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Yeah, there was swelling, there was pressure, you know, things like that. But the aching, the misery of the constant and consistent pain and abscesses and the swelling, that was, like, all gone that day. I was just like, oh, so now all I have to worry about is how to talk again. You know, it was a lot less of a weighted feeling than having to deal with the pain and misery that I was dealing with prior to having the surgery. So if you're in the same situation as me, all I did was take a 60-second quiz. In less than 24 hours, I had a smile like this. It was amazing. Link in the description below. Check it out.
You're promised to be able to eat, smile, and talk again. But how difficult really is the transition?
So eating, I think it was more of a mental thing, right? So I didn't want to mess anything up. I just did not want to mess anything up. And also you have to think you just had major surgery. So yes, you still have stitches and there's still some swelling. You may, you know, feel like your mouth is a little bit raw. So you have to be very careful about what you're going to eat. But so I was very careful, you know, the first few days. But once I started to realize, like, I was able to clean my mouth pretty well. And I really started with like really smooth food. And then once I started to get used to cleaning, then I was able to move forward into eating like, you know, the soft things. You know, Sean talked a little bit about the talking. And like him, it was pretty funny trying to talk, but I was determined. I had a goal. I had to be talking straight in exactly 1 week after my surgery. So I just had to talk and sing and do everything. And I talked everybody's heads off until they went to bed. But it was so funny because I definitely had a different accent at first. I said, what's that word? I don't know. Let's try that again. So hey, it was definitely, yeah, practice makes perfect. Absolutely. So, you know, so that happened, but yeah, so the eating and the talking, you know, those were, you know, my things about that. The smiling, man, I couldn't wait. I've been waiting too many years to show this smile. So I was smiling at all times. My tip to everybody is make sure to have a mirror or your phone next to you after you get your new smile, because you're going to be wanting to look at it at all times and practice that new smile. Get used to it. Use those muscles, you know, get them in shape, because that's all I did was want to look at my teeth.
So question with that, you know, you're looking at your new smile. How long did it take for you to like get used to like what you look like with your new smile? Like what was that like?
It took a little bit because I would kind of like scare myself in the mirror sometimes because I really do. Everybody said I look like my mom. As soon as I got my smile, my daughter said, oh my God, you remind me of grandma. My sister said, oh my goodness, you look like mom. And so I remember going to the, you know, brush my teeth and I was like, oh my God, is that my mom? So I totally have her smile, y'all. Whenever I see myself in pictures, like this smile is my mom's smile. It's my mom's smile. That's and precious. Yeah, I love it. I love my mom. She passed away in 2021. Right, like months before I got my smile. So I say this is a tribute to her.
Wow.
It was one, yeah.
It's like a piece of her that it's like,
it is. It is. I have it now, Mom. Yeah, but it takes a little bit to get used to. You see it and you're like, is that me?
Double take.
right. Yeah, yeah. What about you, Sean?
It started off with, you know, you work yourself up at first. You think it's worse than it's going to be, you know, and you're just like, you know, this is such a big deal, but it really isn't. It just takes a day-to-day practice, you know. Every day you're chewing, every day you're talking, every day you're eating and smiling, and, you know, you learn how to, your mind learns how to subconsciously work it all out. You know, like at first when your tongue's going crazy, when you sleep and settle down, your tongue rests, you know, and that's the same thing you got to try to train your mind to do is rest a little bit so that you heal well. You know, at first, I think the first couple of days I did some, slushies and ices and ice creams and things like that. But after a few days, you know, you start wanting to chew. You know, once you get after a couple of weeks, you want to start chewing softer foods and eating foods. I mean, as far as I know, you could chew soft foods right away, you know, right after your surgery. I mean, I saw a video where, you know, a guy from Alaska was chewing pasta the day after his surgery or the day of his surgery, you know, after he got his teeth. That just shows you that all it takes is a little practice. You just have to get through the, you know, you might bite your lip or you might bite your tongue or your cheek here and there. But it's a learning curve, and your mind is teaching you how to adjust. And once you become acclimated to it, I mean, what, I'm a year and 4 months past surgery now, and it feels pretty natural now. So it's just a little bit of a learning curve. You just have to be patient. It's a day-to-day process, but it doesn't take long, and you can get through it. And now I'm chewing anything I want. More than I should be. and it feels really good now. I mean, it doesn't feel like natural teeth, but my natural teeth back then were horrible. So I don't even know what natural teeth feel like anymore. So I'm very glad that I have what I have. And I would not have, you know, I would do this all over again if I had to. And I'd be happy about it. It's a wonderful experience. And it's just a short adjustment period. And they feel pretty natural to me now. I mean, it's all I know.
Yeah, it's the same. As a matter of fact, I was just thinking about this yesterday, and I don't know why. I came home and I said, you know, I never realized, like, you know, there's that I have something in my mouth. I mean, I know I have something in my mouth, but like, I didn't realize how much, because my tongue still kind of rests on it. One thing I'll tell you, I have a naughty tongue. Okay. So prior to, the prosthetics, my tongue never rested where it was supposed to. My tongue actually protruded like out, you know, I rested with my tongue. I would wake up in the middle of the night and my tongue would be out of my mouth and it just did not rest where it was supposed to rest. And they were like, you have a very strong tongue. Great. So, what I've realized is that now with my new smile, my tongue stays at the top. And it always rests at the back of the teeth. And I didn't necessarily have like my before, if y'all seen my before, my before teeth were not straight in the front. Like I had lots of gaps and space and twists and turns. And so my tongue never had that. So now it has that. And so to me, it's normal, but I know that they're not real teeth, but it's my normal. I don't know how to really explain it, but it's not, it doesn't feel foreign. Just put it that way. Like, right. you know, sometimes it's like something's in my mouth and it feels really out of place. Like say something gets stuck in between your teeth. Right. And you're like, there's something in there. I got to get it out. Right. It's not a feeling like that. Like this is just something that's in your mouth. It becomes who you are. And you don't even realize that it's something in there. Like, that's why I said just yesterday, as I was coming home and getting, you know, done with work, something just in my head, I was like, you know, you've got those teeth in your mouth. And you don't even think about it. You don't even second guess it. Like it's not even a thought that comes across your brain, you know, but when you sit and you really ponder, it's like, that is right. I do have like these prosthetics in my mouth.
That's really cool though. That it's like, it's just out of mind, out of sight. Like they're part of you, you know?
Yes.
So that kind of brings me to the question, you know, we're talking about, you know, how the teeth feel in your mouth. Does that feel normal, natural? But I asked you guys earlier, you know, did you feel normal before surgery? And you both kind of said no. And now after getting dental implants, you know, how do you feel now compared to before?
For me, I feel alive. I feel seen and present. I feel like I'm a part of what others are doing because I include myself. Because I'm not ashamed to include myself anymore. The misery, the rainy cloud of misery and sorrow and hiding and shadows is gone. It's like a bright new world. It's like it's easier to find the joy in life when you can smile, not just on the outside, but you can feel it inside. The joy of just being able to smile is amazing. and to not have to live like I used to. Sometimes I have to remind myself, like, oh my gosh, look, and I go and I smile in the mirror. Or, you know, if I'm having a bad day or something, I'll go and I just smile or take a selfie. And I'm like, wow, you have a lot to be happy for. It's really hard to explain because it's not just something that happens once or twice or three or four times. It's something that happens in your everyday life all the time with all interactions every day, all day, even with yourself. So it's amazing and it's hard to explain, but to feel joy and to feel happiness, I mean, having that emotion and that feeling of joy inside and being able to embrace happiness and joy, that's a good feeling. And that's where true happiness comes from for me, is recognizing the joy in things, seeing the positivity in the worst situations, feeling good in situations I wouldn't have normally felt good in before because I was always down on myself or couldn't include mm-hmm. myself or couldn't be a part of something I wanted to be a part of. But now I can. And it's just mm-hmm. wonderful. It's living a new life for sure. And it's a lot happier life, that's for sure.
You know, I feel heard. And I am a big person with big visions. I have vision boards, goal setting. I'm always a work in progress, always. Okay. So at the beginning of 2021, my vision board was dedicated to being heard, right? Amplify was my word for the year, amplifying my voice, you know? And I had put on there, and as a matter of fact, it was 2022. I apologize. It was 2022, the beginning of the year of 2022. And I had put on there all of these words that dealt with like being heard or and I didn't want to be loud. That was the thing. I wanted to be I wanted people to hear what I had to say and take it seriously. And, you know, and so that was what it was all about, was really just trying to amplify my voice to the point to where, you know, it started to matter again in rooms. And what helped me that year was 2022 was the year that I ended up, you know, choosing Nuvia and getting my new smile. And so now, definitely, I mean, it could not have been planned better that 7 days after getting, you know, the surgery, that speaking engagement was in front of my entire organization, thousands of people. And it was not even really, it was planned, but it wasn't planned because I was a part of a team. And everybody on the team had an opportunity to like present, right? At every period of time, because we had like, we had to present to these people, we had to present to this person, we had to present, you know? And so when it came down to presenting to the last final findings, it was to the entire organization. Everybody that had presented before was gone. And the one person that was assigned to do it, she was going to, they moved the date, she was going to be gone. She said, I nominated for you to do it. And I was like, me? But I knew I was getting my new teeth, y'all. I knew I was getting my new teeth. And I said, okay, I will do it. Okay, I'll do it. So this was really the very first time that many people in my organization even knew my name.
Wow.
And saw me and heard me speak. And so you talk about a full circle moment of amplifying my voice. And it really was the voice of the people of the organization, of all of our work that we had did. And it started to change the organizational culture that, you know, the presentation that I had to give. And it, in so many ways, you know, more ways than one, like this right here was the catalyst to really bring me out in the workplace and for people to recognize who I was and to hear my voice. And after that, I'll never forget, I leave out of that conference room and in the hallway, there's people standing there waiting to meet me. And they're like, I didn't know who you were. I had to come and see who you were. I had to see who this person was that articulated so well, who said all those things. And I'm like, oh my God. And I took a picture. I'm going to post it tonight on SmileMakerClip. I took a picture right after that encounter, I took a picture of how happy I was in that moment. And to be able to take a picture and keep the picture of my joy in that moment is the epitome of it all. And so I'm going to dig that picture out and I'm going to post it tonight, because it really was the very first time after my smile, my first day back at work and having to present and not missing a beat. Thank the Lord. I did not miss a beat with these new teeth and for people to come and give me that feedback. And still to this day, I have people say, "You're that lady that did that presentation." And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm that lady." So it has totally changed. Life has totally changed.
That is total full circle. Really, and that makes me like, I'm like literally like teared of happiness for you right now. like that is so incredible. I just care about you so much. So I can't help but get emotional about these things.
Likewise, Emily.
What was like one of the most challenging things, you know, is there anything that sticks out to you that made it difficult?
No, nothing was difficult. Nothing was hard. I think getting over the anxiety of actually getting to the dentist and making that and booking that consultation and sitting through that first appointment, that was the hardest part of the whole process, because of your anxieties, because of the past traumas with dentistry, because of the, you know, the way your mouth is, because of all the profiling and judgment you've gotten before in your life, and having all those feelings compounded upon you when you walk into that office. That's the hardest part, to get through that. Fighting yourself to have it done and to reward yourself to getting your teeth, that was the hardest part.
You hit the nail on the head. You hit the nail on the head. The hardest part was making the call. Oh my goodness.
You don't have to pick up a phone and call anymore. You watch a video, you see somebody smile, and you got a 60-second quiz, and you'll get your teeth done in 24 hours. It's a 60-second quiz.
I will say this. There was a time, and even, you know, Smile Maker Group helped me. For so long, you just try to be strong through it all, right? You try to be strong. And even if you're dealing with some discomfort, or maybe there's something you don't necessarily like, or maybe you are concerned about something, you just decide, I'll just deal with it and not necessarily bring it to the attention of anybody, because you don't necessarily want to be a burden. You just kind of want to let it go away. One thing that I learned, a life lesson I learned with Nubia, was that it's okay to advocate for yourself. And it's okay to let them know if there's certain sounds or certain things that may trigger anxiety. Because if they don't know about it, they don't know how to help you, right? And so it was the group that helped me and encouraged me to advocate for myself. Sometimes the hard part is a lesson for yourself. It's really about that, you know, that growth, that self-growth. You know, you have to say to yourself, like, what do I need to do to be a better person? I can't continue going forward doing the same things that I was doing all the time and expect different results. I really have to stop and ask myself, is there something I need to do for me in order for me to have a better experience, and not blame other people for the way that you're feeling. So that is just a life lesson that I learned.
Now for You Ask, They Answer. We'll have our guests address specific questions you have about today's topic straight from our Nuvia Smile Maker Club on Facebook. And if you want your dental implant questions to be featured in one of our episodes, you can join our Nuvia Smile Maker Club on Facebook, home to over 14,000 members. Debbie says, how long does it take to feel comfortable chewing?
It didn't take that long. It didn't. I mean, yes, it's weird at first, but again, I had to think, this is something inside my mouth to help me eat. And so honestly, at first when I was chewing, like I was just picturing, you know how you think of, this might sound crazy, but you think of like a fork or like a spork or something. I had to think of it in that way of like chewing, you know, I'm using this thing to help me chew. And once I kind of got that in my mind, that that's what I'm doing with this new thing in my mouth, it was good. But the trick for me was small bites and chew slowly. But it didn't take that long. I would say for me, by week two, I was good. Like, no issue.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sherella. It didn't take long at all. I actually, after just a few days, I was kind of sick of the slushies and the drinks and stuff. You know, you don't have to, but, you know, the first 2 days, I think all I did was, you know, slushies, ice cream, and protein drinks. But after about 3 days or so, it wasn't really, it wasn't giving me that full feeling that I wanted. So I started taking, I made mashed potatoes. I started the motion of chewing like after day three. So I became acclimated. I became accustomed to it pretty quickly. Within a week to 2 weeks, it felt pretty easy to chew. At first, it was a little difficult. And you do, you know, like I said earlier, bite your tongue, maybe, and bite your lip or whatever. But the more you practice, the easier it gets and less strange it feels. It does feel strange the first few days, but by week one, by the end of week two, it's pretty easy.
Carrie says, about how long did it take for everyone to get the speech all worked out? And how long did it take to get used to it being in your mouth and just feel normal?
For me, I think it was probably about my 6 month mark, started to feel more normal because, you know, once I got used to the chewing, it was more like, all right, now where is the food in my mouth? Is it on the right side? Is it in the middle? Do I feel it on my front teeth or the side teeth or my incisors? Do I feel it on the molars? And at first, that's kind of hard to feel. But once a few months passes, you start getting a lot more sensation back in your mouth. Like you could feel where the food is, how hard you're biting, things like that. So I think probably between 3 and 6 months or so is when it felt pretty normal to chew for me.
For me, I had a deadline. I had 7 days, right? So I was trying, like, I was talking, I was singing, you know, it takes a little bit. Of course, it's really funny trying to talk, but then once you get your prosthetics and they're in and you're learning how to talk, the S's can be hard. Sometimes the CH's can be hard, but just talk slow and just keep practicing those certain words that may, you know, hang you up a little bit. I say reading books out loud or singing is always good. Sometimes I got to the point, like I got tired of reading like magazines out loud or the news articles out loud. I just started picking up like food packages and like reading ingredients because trying to pronounce those weird words, you know, and that helps to, you know, massage some of those muscles as well. But practice makes perfect. So for me, 7 days, I was good, y'all. I was good to go at 7 days with my speech. Now, I know that's rapid, but remember, I was on an extreme training program. I had a goal.
I can just imagine you like reading off some ingredients and stuff. That's so funny.
Xylopine.
Two cups of sugar, 3 cups. Crystal says, does it ever not feel like something unnatural in your mouth? Do you forget you have implants at some point?
I absolutely forget. I don't think about it. It's not a thought in my brain at most of the time. Only if I'm thinking about, like, the thought comes to my mind and then my tongue is like, oh yeah, they're still in there. But no, I mean, on the day to day, it's not anything. It's not like anything is getting in the way or it's, you know, a nuisance or anything. It really, to me, is just a part of me. It's mine. These are my teeth. This is my smile, you know? So that's my experience with it.
I don't know. For me, I'd say it's hard to put a time frame on that because everybody's a little different. And it just depends on how much you're practicing, how diligent you are with trying to actually enunciate words out loud, or if you're thinking about it, or you're really trying to get down on yourself about or trying too hard, it might be a little, you know, tedious or frustrating. But I would say somewhere between 3 to 6 months for me, I noticed that all the lisps were gone. You know, I was hard. It was a lot easier for me to enunciate my words. Like when you put your tongue at the front of your teeth to say the THs and stuff like that, my tongue was going somewhere else before my teeth to make those sounds. So, you know, you just retrain yourself. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. And, you know, I would say between 3 and 6 months, you start feeling like your prosthetics are more natural. Well, I always tell people they can always send me a DM anytime and I will reply. I mean, everybody's question's valid. Everybody feels something different and everybody needs certain anxieties eased that others might not. So if I have an right. experience that I can share with somebody that might help them through their anxieties, like it did through my, you know, like I was helped, then I'm more than willing to help somebody always, anytime. You can always direct message me, my Sean Smiles page, or you can do it through the Smile Maker Club. Just send me a quick DM. I'll be happy to help.
And what's your tag, Sharala?
It is Sharala Smiles, or you can find me under Sharala Danza on the Smile Maker page.
These patients found a new normal, and maybe you're someone who wants to find that too. But how do you know if you're a candidate for permanent teeth in 24 hours? Well, I sat down with one of Nuvia's doctors who explained how to determine if you're a candidate for dental implants. And you can watch that right here.